We're doing the Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Kuf Pei, and we had begun the fourth chapter where the Magen Midovna had discussed different quotes about why a person should limit his love of this world, of the materialistic aspects of the world. And he quoted the idea that you're never going to fulfill your desires. The more you have, the more you want. The more you have, the more you desire, and the more you work hard to get more, to the point where it's a vicious cycle, and a person can never really attain wholeness, because the closer he gets to it, so then the greater his desire for more is, and so it's this vicious cycle that you can never get out of. You're never going to be happy. Think about how this little slither of a human being begins. A person begins in the world, he lacks all assets. He doesn't own anything. A child is born, he's born naked. So he's worried about what he needs. You know, when he doesn't get his love, when he doesn't get his milk, when he doesn't get his sleep, he cries. But he has very little that he's worried about. All he needs is a little bread, a little water, in his case a little milk, a little sleep, to give him what he needs. So he doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids, and he's not worried about his house, his field, his vineyard, his slaves, his maids. Or in today's day and age, he's not worried about the Nasdaq, the Dow Jones, the Euro, the dollar. He's not worried about the stock market going up. He's not worried about the value of his house going up. He's not worried about being fired from his job. He's not worried about too much. And if every so often he gets something, a treat, in his example, he gets some meat and wine. In our example, someone gives him a bamba. So he comes to shul and they give him a krembo. So he raises his hands to heaven and says, "Thank you, what a treat." He's so happy. He's as happy as can be. The only thing he's lacking is what the Torah says a person is lacking from the minute he's born. I don't want to tell people to listen closely, but what does it say a person is lacking from the minute he's born? It's not good to be alone. He's lacking his soulmate. And when a person finally fills that gap, he marries. So you'll say, maybe now I'm whole, I'm married, that's it, I've made it. Look at how it works, it goes the other way around. You get married and suddenly you're missing so many things. From now, he is so busy. He has to work to make a living, to sustain himself and his wife. He has to buy clothing for himself and his wife. You got to buy new clothing for the seasons. You got to buy a coat. You got to take care of your wife. You need a house. And when he finally has kids, suddenly he needs so much more. You think that when you have it, so then you're more complete. No, suddenly you need so much more to take care of what you have. Now you got to heat the apartment better because there's a baby. Now you got to get baby clothing and diapers and formula. Oh boy, the more you have, the more you suddenly need. And it's normal needs. We're not talking about extravagance. A guy merits to build himself a home. He finally reaches a point where he owns his own house. No one else owns it. We're not talking about the mortgage. Look at how hard he works. Carries stones on his shoulder. Look at how much dust and dirt he gets on himself. Look at how many expenses he incurs to build this house. And then the furniture, how much he spends on a good bed, on a nice chandelier, a nice carpet. And he wants to glorify the house. He wants to stock up the cabinets, to have the food he needs, to have the tools he needs, to have the rooms he needs, to have the heating he needs in the winter, the cooling he needs in the summer. Notice how he spends every year fixing things in the house. Believe me, You get married, you start having tools. You have to have tools, otherwise you pay a fortune and you waste a lot of time waiting for people to come and fix things. Better learn how to start fixing things yourself. If every socket that goes, you're going to get an electrician, you're going to lose days because they're coming in a minute. And they'll be there in an hour. And you could lose days. I've had whole days where a plumber told me he was coming in an hour. Every hour he told me, just one more hour, I'll be there. And he never showed. And he never called to tell me he's not showing. You know, you don't want to be a nudnik. So you spend a lot of your time fixing up this house. And suddenly you've got to make a lot more money because you have all these needs. You've got to fund all these things. Now, if you have a lot of assets, if you merit to be wealthy, so then you're going to have maids, you're going to have servants. Why should you do all the work yourself? Let someone else do some of the work. You get yourself horses and donkeys, or today's day and age, you get yourself a station wagon, you get yourself a car. You buy different cattle, or in today's day and age, you buy yourself a manui, you go to... You become a member at the health club. You're going to find that all these assets can keep you busy your whole life. Meaning, it began with a wife and then the kids. But suddenly, because you have a wife and kids, you need a better house. You need more clothing. You have more expenses. Suddenly, it's a vicious cycle. Sometimes he'll get sick. Sometimes his wife. Sometimes the kids. Pam avdo, pam shoro, pam chamoro. Sometimes his manager gets sick. His servant. Sometimes his ox gets sick. You got to bring in the car for repairs. Sometimes his donkey gets sick. The station wagon goes bad. Pam yovat chefetz, pam yishever kli. One time you lose something. Where are my keys? I can't find them. Where are my glasses? You got to go get new glasses. Sometimes something gets broken. And we're warned, the more workers you have around the house, the more they're stealing from you. One worker literally steals, the other worker just tramples things. You'll see when you move apartments, suddenly they bang up your fridge, suddenly your washing machine. Yeah, you bring workers into the house, so it's not their house. What does he care if he tramples all over your flower garden? The more you'll see as your existence is in this world, the more you'll feel the weight, suddenly there's so much you have to take care of. The more you have an existence in the world, the more you have a presence, so to speak. You want to become the president of the shul, you'll see how many headaches that brings with it. You got more work and less rest. A person finds himself satiated with nerves, satiated with sadness and sighs, and he finds himself hungering. He is yearning for happiness and consolation. Because if he has so many servants and so many people in his house like sand, so then he's got to have cameras, security cameras, watching over them. Because every one of them loves themselves and is going to be lazy when you're not looking. So suddenly you got to keep looking and looking and managing. And just because you want something, that's not what they want. Just because you want it done a certain way, it's not the way they want it done. Sof dava. Kol asher tasig min ha'olam hazeh yoter, ata rachok mimnucha yoter v'yoter. Bottom line, the more assets you have, the less rest you have. V'chol asher tevakesh lecha gdolot le'ashlim chefetz libcha, tiyeh yoter chaser. And the greater you try to attain things in this world, you say, I'll just have this and I'll just have that, the more you'll reach a point where you'll feel like you're missing because there are other things you want. So, so off of this, he's going to explain to us this pasuk in Tehillim with an allegory, as we will see Be'ezrat Hashem next time.